Blog Talk Radio.
Love you, Jesus, because you first loved us. And how do we know Jesus loves us, thanks to God, people of God? We know because he said that no greater love than this, that he will lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus laid down his life, and he took it up again, amen. And he now sits at the right hand, side of the Father, and forever makes intercession for us, the saints of God. Amen. Our scripture is going to come from Psalms 145. 1-7, we're giving God praise. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glory and splendor of your majesty. I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. Yes, God is so great. He is so mighty. And we go to him in prayer on today. We worship him. He's magnificent. Amen. And honestly, if we think honestly, there's not probably adequate words in our vocabulary to describe our God, describe the Lord, and but we bless his holy name. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you. God, we glorify you. God, we thank you. We are grateful. You are most worthy of praise. And God, we glorify you that we shall worship and praise you forever and ever. That might seem like in the flesh something that's not possible, but we know through you all things are possible. And God, hallelujah, it will be a great rejoicing forever and ever in your presence. So, God, we come to you with these requests. God, you say you know what we need before we even ask. You know, God, it's the harvest is plentiful, so we asking you to send forth the laborers, the workers into this harvest field to rescue those who are in darkness and who are headed to a burning hell without the Lord Jesus Christ. That you send forth your workers with the message of the gospel of truth and that they will call on Jesus Christ in faith. We know it is a gift from you, O God, that you will unblind the unbelievers, that they may see and be saved. They may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We thank you for rescuing those who are in the valley of decision, bringing them out, God, bringing them out. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we thank you. God, I just glorify you. We thank you for laborers already in the harvest, your missionaries, God, Gospel of Asia, Grace Point Ministries, God ministries all over Africa, Europe, Asia, North America, the U.S., South America, all over the world, your people are spreading the gospel. And you said this gospel shall be preached and then the end shall come. Oh, God, we stand on your promises of your word today. You say you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are with us even until the end of the age. Oh, God, we know that you are not a man that you should lie, the son of man that you should repent. Give your people who are facing persecution endurance, perseverance, and, God, most of all, love, that we, all your saints, rooted and established in love, because we know that love is the greatest. God, we bless your holy name on today that you heal those sick in body with cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, other illnesses and sicknesses, God, mentally, emotionally. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. Oh, God, we depend on you. We trust in you. We know that you utilize medications, you utilize doctors, but we know you are ultimately the healer. Hallelujah to your name. God, we thank you for our children and our youth. You're raising up a generation that we can proclaim the gospel to. They will hear and respond, and their hearts will be changed, their minds will be changed in the name of Jesus. And that they will know, hallelujah, they will know your character. They will know you, God, and call on your name. We thank you right now, God. You said a little child would even lead them, can lead parents and grandparents, adults, hallelujah, to Jesus. Oh, God, we are excited. You're bringing about your revival. You're bringing about your pouring of the Holy Spirit, God, with powers and with great power of signs, miracles, and wonders that are of the truth of the gospel. Hallelujah, God, again to your name. Father God, we thank you for raising up a generation to be leaders for you, apostles and prophets and pastors, evangelists, teachers, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that they are called for the equipping of the saints of God. God, we thank you right now, God, that you are our provider. You are the source, God, provision needed for, God, doing your will. Hallelujah. God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You give us each day our daily bread, and we are grateful. God, we have an eternal hope. God, we have your goodness, your kindness, your compassion. Let us overflow, a cup overflows unto others. Oh, God, help us to keep our mind focused on you. Help us, Father God, when the subtlety, God, of wickedness and evil tries to tempt us, O God, you deliver us from all temptation and lead us from the evil one. Deliver us from the evil one. God, we bless your holy name. Oh God, that we will walk in the Spirit. We walk by faith and not by sight. Be filled with your Spirit. We have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, faithfulness, and self-control. God, these things and perseverance, we want to have increasingly the character of you, of your holiness and your godliness. We pray for leadership. We pray for those who are in positions in governments, President Barack Obama, the prime ministers, these kings and queens of the different nations. We pray, you said to pray for those in authority that we could live a peaceful and godly life in all holiness, God. So, God, we make these requests unto you. We make these requests, God, as the saints of God listening in agreement with prayer, whatever on the hearts today, unspoken requests, God, you know how to hear your people and answer them. I bless you. I thank you, O God. God, we want to always remember your word that you've spoken to our hearts, how much you've loved us, how your love, God, surrounds us, and that nothing can separate us from your love. You've made us more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and we are truly and eternally blessed. Lord, you've made your face to shine upon us. You are gracious to us. You turn your face toward us, and you've given us peace. And we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Amen, saints. Thank you so much for joining in agreeing with prayer unto our most holy God. We know our prayers go up before him like a sweet-smelling incense unto his nostrils. He receives our prayers. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. Amen. We receive encouragement from the Bible. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen.